Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Tina Jha. Today, we'll be focusing on India-South Korea bilateral ties. To understand this better, we're joined by former Ambassador S.R. Thayal. Ambassador, thank you for joining in. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
President Lee Jae-myung's state visit to India is from 19 to 21st of April. The visiting dignitary was accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning, followed by high-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both countries signed a number of MOUs aimed at deepening bilateral cooperation. In the joint press statement, Prime Minister Modi described President Lee's visit as a crucial step towards a more advanced bilateral framework. He said both countries are now transforming their trusted partnership into a futuristic partnership, exploring new opportunities for cooperation in every field, from chips to ships, talent to technology, environment to energy, ensuring progress and prosperity of both countries. The aim is to increase the current $25 billion level of annual trade volume to around $50 billion by 2030. Listen in to the Prime Minister.
Bharat aur Korea ka bilateral trade aaj $27 billion tak pahunch chuka hai. 2030 tak ise $50 billion tak pahunchane ke liye humne aaj kai mahatvapurna nirnay liye hain. Dono deshon ke beech financial flows ko sugam banane ke liye humne Bharat Korea Financial Forum ki shuruaat ki hai. बिजनेस सहयोग को बल देने के लिए हमने एक इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन कमेटी का गठन किया है. क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं. कोरिया की कंपनी खासकर एसएमई की भारत में एंट्री सहज करने के लिए हम कोरियन इंडस्ट्रियल टाउनशिप भी स्थापित करेंगे.
Both leaders also launched the India-Korea Digital Bridge, a major step to deepen collaboration in emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, semiconductors and IT, sectors that will define the next decade.
AI, semiconductor aur information technology mein saajedari aur pragad karne ke liye hum India-Korea Digital Bridge launch kar rahe hain. Shipbuilding, sustainability, steel aur ports jaise kshetron mein hum MOU kar rahe hain.
Ambassador, to begin with, explain to our listeners, how do you read the significance of this visit by President Lee Jae-myung? It's his first one to India. And how do you see this marking a shift in the India-Korea ties?
India-Korea relations are very mature, very friendly and very deep. And we had a strategic partnership in 2010 and from 2015 during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first visit to Korea as Prime Minister. They were upgraded to a special strategic partnership and the two leaders said that now it is the second decade of that special strategic partnership. So it gave the two leaders an opportunity to review the progress made, which has been very substantial, and also to lay down a pathway for the future. And that is why the Prime Minister said that from trusted partners, we are now moving to a futuristic partnership. And that is very important because India's goal, India's aspiration, as declared by our Prime Minister, is of Vikasit Bharat in 2047. And in that dream and concept of Vikasit Bharat, Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat are very important pillars. In that quest, in that direction, Korean companies, Korean investment and Korean partnership can be of very critical importance, both in traditional economic interaction as well as the futuristic new areas which are emerging by way of digital, artificial intelligence, etc.
Before we talk about the futuristic technologies and in which we're exploring opportunities, Ambassador, you spoke about investments. How do you see the investments coming in from Korea fitting into India's manufacturing push, especially in areas like, say, electronics, automobiles? Shipbuilding is one sector that was spoken about prominently by our Prime Minister during the press statement. So how do you see that going up from the Korean side?
Korea is 13th largest investor in India. Already we see Hyundai, Samsung, LG, etc. all around us. They have major investments in India. Kia Motors was a very major investment. And one thing very significant is that when the Korean investors come with many other companies, invest in India to produce as much as possible in India itself. First, Hyundai Motors has almost 80% components and value addition is in India. Now, in future, one area where there is a lot of potential is shipbuilding. It is estimated that India will need more than 2,000 boats and ships of different sizes, from fishing boat to big minesweepers, in the years to come. Korea has a well-known competence and good engineering, good technology in shipbuilding. Already there is one agreement between Hyundai Heavy Industries and the Hindustan Shipyard Limited in Visakhapatnam.
Right.
In this one agreement between Cochin Shipyard and a Korean company has also been signed. So there is a lot of potential here, and the issue earlier has been about transfer of technology. The Korean companies have been reluctant to transfer technology to Indian companies, Indian manufacturers, and given some good direction from the Korean government, perhaps that hindrance will be overcome and we can see very rapid growth of Korean investment in India in shipbuilding industry.
Coming to the other economic and trade dimension about which both Prime Minister Modi and President Lee spoke about, especially in context of the target to double trade to $50 billion in the next 4 years, which is by 2030. Do you think that target, Ambassador, is quite ambitious? And what are the key sectors that, according to you, can realistically drive this kind of growth to achieve the target?
From Indian side, if we look at our export basket, then the biggest item is the petroleum products like naphtha, etc. And jam and jewelry, that is a major item. Then some other items are there. And in all of this, we can see good growth that is possible. And from Korean side, the major exports are of electronic goods, mobiles, manufactured goods, steel, etc. And there also, there can be growth. But for major growth, Korea needs to open its market more for our pharmaceutical products, because their regulatory system for approving entry of our medicines, etc., is very complicated. So there, I am sure in a policy directive, that kind of problems would be resolved, because one of the decisions of today's meeting was to have an industrial cooperation committee at a minister level, and that level of direction should be able to meet that kind of roadblocks which sometimes our companies meet when they try to enhance their exports towards Korea.
Another significant outcome of President Lee's visit to India has been the launch of the India-Korea Digital Bridge, which is being seen as an important step. Ambassador, in context of the global competition that we are seeing in areas like artificial intelligence and particularly semiconductors, how crucial is India-South Korea partnership?
It is very, very crucial, because as the world is advancing, countries like India and Korea need to ensure that in emerging technologies, new technologies, the world does not become a bipolar world and other countries follow the lead taken by them, because there are a lot of regulatory systems which will need to be developed, and also pure technology. And with India's, as Honorable Prime Minister said, as India's talent and Korea's technology, when they come together, it is a win-win situation, and India and Korea together can develop new language, new AI systems, new cloud control systems, and that would be for use not only for India and Korea, but also for other countries. And the President of Korea side was said that President Lee's visit to India is the launch of their global South diplomacy. So Korea looks at India as a leader of the global South, and also as an entry point for economic and strategic interaction with the global South. So this will give a lot of synergy for India and Korea to develop some systems in AI and all of that digital domain, which can be made available at affordable cost to the huge number of countries in the global South.
Another aspect which reflected this growing global role of both countries, India and South Korea, was the discussion that took place against the backdrop of the tensions in West Asia. And we heard both leaders emphasizing the need for stability, highlighting how the regional conflicts impact global security and economic flows. Before we get in the ambassador's perspective on that, let's hear into what President Lee said at the joint statement.
Prime Minister Modi and I exchanged our views on the recent events unfolding in the Middle East and agreed that restoring stability and peace in the Middle East is crucial to global security and the economy. I also spoke to the Prime Minister about the Korean government's efforts to build peace on the Korean Peninsula and extended our gratitude to the Indian government for their consistent support on this matter. Korea looks forward to the constructive role that India will continue to play for peace on the peninsula and within the region.
Ambassador, both leaders did speak about the situation in West Asia. According to you now, how important is coordination also between India and South Korea on global issues?
It is very, very important that countries like India, Korea, Japan, etc. start to think together, work together, because all three of us and China also are major importers of oil and gas from West Asia. And while other countries are creating all kinds of disturbance there, the fallout, the harmful effect is coming on Asian countries, all of Asian countries, even Bangladesh, Sri Lanka. So it is important that major middle powers like India and Korea try to think of this problem together, try to come to some solutions which can be used and pressure which can be applied to the belligerents to make sure that they resolve their problems in West Asia and its fallout should not result in closure of or any kind of restriction of movement of ships and tankers from Strait of Hormuz, because that directly affects countries of Asia. And the other dimension of the talks between the two leaders was to look for new sources of energy so that our dependence on West Asian gas and oil becomes less. There, green hydrogen is a very promising area of cooperation. Both India and Korea are investing huge amounts of money for new research in that area, and also the nuclear energy, because both India and Korea have very rich and long-term experience of developing and using and commissioning nuclear power stations. But the new technology which would be required for modular nuclear power stations, which would be smaller from 50 megawatt to 100 megawatt, that will be something on which India and Korea can work together, develop that technology together and use it not only for our own consumption and use, but to offer it to other countries also at a very competitive rate. So this is the direction given by the two leaders to our scientists and to our corporate sector.
Okay, Ambassador, as we wrap up the conversations, discussions between the two leaders was on the futuristic partnership and the geopolitical scenario and the kind of coordination which is required on part of both countries. They did acknowledge that the foundation of our relationship remains deeply rooted in history. How important is this softer aspect in strengthening what is otherwise a very strategic partnership between India and Korea?
People-to-people ties give a lot of depth to the friendship and to cooperation.
Absolutely.
And already India is so very well known in Korea because of course, Princess of Ayodhya, who went there from in 43 BC to marry King Kim Soro. Then we have a very strong connection of Buddhists. So many Buddhist religion came from India to Korea. Indian cuisine is very popular there, Indian films also. And then Indian students are everywhere in there. And similarly, the Korean K-pop is very popular in India among the youngsters, and Korean drama on television is very popular. But the two leaders gave a very good direction to it, that to, as our Prime Minister said, to work together in creative industries, that how to commercialize this cultural connect, this cultural wealth which both Korea and India have. And the Honorable Korean President announced that there will be a Korea Center for Culture in Mumbai, which will try to blend Korean K-pop and K-drama and all of that with Bollywood. So this is a new dimension, which is very important because culture also needs to be disseminated. It needs to be commercially exploited so that the people who are our exponents of culture, who practice, they have their creativity, they also are able to commercialize it. And it is very important direction which the two leaders have given to the entire creative community of both Korea and India.
That's true. With that, we'll have to wrap up this edition of Spotlight. Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.